In response to COVID-19, many people in Kansas are turning to their communities to seek help and give it to others. Some are giving away free meals and volunteering at food pantries, and others are offering to deliver groceries and other necessities. Nomin Ojiadeen of the Kansas News Service reports from Lawrence.
So I need three people to pass out and people back there to keep bagging once the boxes keep going.
On a rainy Tuesday morning, about 30 people are in the parking lot of the Douglas County Fairgrounds. They're unpacking pallets of tomatoes, mushrooms, and other produce, and putting them into containers to give to people who need it. There's already a line of cars snaking around the parking lot. Marion Belcher is wearing a face mask, telling everyone what to do. For more than 12 years, he's volunteered for this event, the bi-monthly mobile food distribution run by the nonprofit Ballard Center in Lawrence. He says they usually see about 100 families, but today there's about 300.
I think it's the coronavirus, the fallout from it. The unemployment, stores closing, things that people normally do, they can't do anymore.
Belcher says there are also about twice as many volunteers as usual. Rachel Shankland is one of them. She would normally be at work at the city prosecutor's office, but it's closed because of the coronavirus.
Not knowing if you're going to work and not knowing when you're returning and seeing how scared everybody is just makes you want to make sure everyone doesn't have to worry about little things like food.
People in Lawrence, Wichita, Shawnee Mission, and other cities have organized online groups to coordinate free delivery of groceries and other necessities, plus childcare and transportation. Chandra De Piazza, a teacher in Wichita, saw her neighbors organizing on Facebook. Her school's closed now, so she decided to offer help on ICT Response, a website with resources on COVID-19. She says she was inspired by a friend who lives in Hong Kong, which locked down early to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
I knew, like, just from talking to her on a daily basis, like, how important it was going to be to just be there for other people, because we're not used to that kind of social responsibility to our neighbors in the U.S. as much as they are in other countries.
Some people call that kind of support mutual aid. It's a term that many pandemic response groups across the U.S. have adopted. Anna Long is a part of the Lawrence Mutual Aid Network.
I spoke with a person on the phone yesterday who needed perishable groceries, and they are, you know, undergoing chemotherapy right now. And so they feel like they cannot leave their house because they're immunocompromised.
People who want to volunteer or who need help fill out forms online, and Long helps coordinate. She says right now, more people have reached out to offer help than ask for it.
It's about coming together and figuring out what everybody has to offer, and then cooperating for the sake of the common good.
For Meg Hereford, staying healthy is a top concern. For herself, her family, her staff, and the people she's feeding. Hereford runs the Ladybird Diner in downtown Lawrence, which has been offering free bagged lunches to anyone who needs them, as well as boxes of groceries to take home. It was one of the first restaurants in town to close.
Our focus had become on making sure that every surface was sanitized every time anyone sat down, and it made it really difficult to pay attention to what we usually do when we're running the restaurant.
Hereford is constantly wearing a mask while cooking, while taking the food to the sidewalk in front of the restaurant. She says it hurts to no longer let people in the front door.
My heart soars and breaks and soars and breaks 1,000 times a day. It's been really taxing, but also really very clear that this is a thing that we should keep doing because the need has increased every day.
She's not sure what the future holds for the diner or for anything. It feels like it's been 100 years already. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomin Ojiadeen in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.